host Daniel Lee, aka the Black Grinch, aka Mr. Bigly Mad. And we are back for another episode with my co-host, Danielle Porter.
What up, what up? This is Danielle. Happy to be on the podcast once again. Today's episode, we're going to be doing almost Christmas.
Yay.
And
it's almost Christmas.
It is almost Christmas. So, you know, get your gift given together. But if you want to reach out to us about this movie or any other, we want to invite you to email us at therappartypodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at therappartypod. You can reach me on Twitter at DannyGirl, D-A-N-N-I girl, or on Instagram at DannyGirlDidIt. And where can they find you?
Daniel 4000 on everything except Snap. You can put in Daniel 4000 and I'll pretty much pop up. I'm trying to increase my IG. So, you know, y'all can help me with that.
Wow.
And my Twitter so he can be more popping.
Was that hashtag goals right there?
Yeah, hashtag presidential goals, you know, or mayoral. Is it mayoral?
Mayoral
goals. There we go.
Got it.
Yeah. Anyways, so
what have you been up to?
Whilst I've been not much going on, just trying to survive. I just stopped wearing all black recently after mourning what happened on that day we will not talk about with that person that's now living in that place, well, soon to be living in that place that will no longer be special.
The president-elect who shall not be named, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, because if we speak of it, it's like, you know, saying the name we do not speak of, that kind of thing, like in that movie, that movie by M. Night Shyamalan.
That one movie, got it, okay.
The thing we do not speak of, those people and things, yes, he's that. He's the thing we will not speak of, because they're nonstop talking about him, and it's driving me nuts. Because it's like, okay, y'all didn't even talk about Obama that much when he first got in. So y'all niggas need to chill. But anyways, yes, I just finally took my all black off. I was walking around like the Black Mariah. And I'm okay now. I'm okay. We had the most exciting thing that happened in my life recently is the holiday party we had for
work?
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
We had a Thanksgiving holiday party, but the real shit though, the best part was I made a rum cake for the party.
You made a rum cake.
I made a rum cake.
You baked
a rum cake. Yes.
Wow. Wow. You baked a rum cake. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And how'd that work out?
It went well to me.
How did it go to everybody else?
The cake was good. So I made this rum cake. I decided to make they were like, oh, you got to bring something. And I was like, fuck, I don't really bring nothing. They're like, you can't bring rolls like last year. And I was like, fuck, I can't bring rolls. Okay. And I brought rolls. And then there were so many rolls that I took my rolls back to the store.
They got That's janky.
I didn't need rolls. That's how I do. Like, I didn't need those rolls. So I took my rolls back last year. This year, my boss is like, no rolls. You have to bring something. And somebody already brought water, so I can't bring that. So rum cake it was. So I was like, okay, I want to have liquor.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
We can't have liquor in the office because we need to have paperwork put in and nobody put in paperwork in advance. So I made a rum cake.
Wow.
There you go. Technicalities. You got to know.
Wow.
I told my supervisor and my boss and they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring rum cake. Hell yeah. Oh, shit. Yes. Bring the rum cake. Let's go. So I made the rum cake. I use very fine Jamaican rum, and yes, okay. I put in the cake, brought the cake to work, I just sat it there with all the other desserts, didn't mention anything, and just told my supervisor, my cake is here, and she was like, oh, I can't wait to try it. I said, I can't wait for you to try it as well. So I tried the rum cake, and I gave a slice. Well, I was eating it, and I gave a little piece to one of my shipmates, and my he's my friend, kind of like my buddy at work, mm-hmm. my work buddy. I gave him a piece, and he just kept fighting it. He's like, no, I don't want none. I don't want no cake.
They might. So you forced some cake down his throat.
So I was like, you should have some of the cake. So I don't want no cake. So I was like, all right, you ain't gonna eat the cake. All right.
Anime?
You gonna eat the cake? It's some good cake. Oh, this is some good cake. You know, but no. So I gave a piece of cake to my shipmate. He ate it. He was like, this is some good ass cake. Like, you should try the cake. He's like, fine. So he ate the cake. He was like, God damn, how much rum you put in this cake. I was like, I'll put as much as the recipe required and a little, you know, dashes and a little extra.
It doesn't cook off? The rum doesn't cook off?
No, you put it in the cake. You put it in the cake. And then you make a nice cake rum reduction and you drizzle it on the cake. So.
Wow, this is fancy. Yeah. I got stopped by, we have older volunteers at my job. They're very nice older ladies, retired women. And one of them asked me like, oh, you know, are you cooking for Thanksgiving? And I told her, I find that people are more thankful when I don't cook. So, I won't. And I went to a Thanksgiving party actually just last night, and I brought two nice bottles of wine because
yes, that's all you gotta do.
I don't cook. Not really, and not things that would be worthy of Thanksgiving. Although for Thanksgiving this year, my family is doing a potluck. Since we're traveling, we're not expected to bring big things.
Yeah.
So I have agreed to bring the cornbread, but it's totally Jiffy Mix. It's not
that's all anything. You need. That's
it's I'm
all
doing
you need.
Some Jiffy Mix cornbread.
That's all you need.
Yeah, because I figure I can't mess that up too badly. Mm-hmm. So
that's it. So let me finish. So my boss, my shipmate, my friend at work, he was like, oh, you know, I'm not gonna have a cake. And he tried the cake and was like, oh, the cake's it's good, but there's a lot of liquor. He was like, our main boss, he was walking by. He was like, sir, have you tried her rum cake? And he was like, oh, mm-mm. There's rum cake? And he was like, where's the rum cake? I was like, fuck. Fuck, shit. And I was like, oh, it's right over here, sir. You can try the rum cake. And he tried it. And he was like, oh, I'll just get a little piece. I was like, yeah, just a little piece. And he was like, don't forget to get some of the sauce, sir. Dip it in the sauce. I was like, shut up.
Mm-mm.
So he got the cake, put it on his plate, and he, you know, he tasted it. He was like, woof, 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 ooh, yeah, oh, woof. That's, woof, that's some good cake. That's it's pretty strong. He's like, oh. Wow.
And long story short, you're looking for a job?
No, I thought I would be. And he was like, oh, this is some good cake. So he was like, is that Jamaican rum? I was like, yes, he likes it. I was like, he knows his liquor. I was like, yes, okay,
cool.
So, you know, he came back and he's like, oh, I'm going to have to get a piece for my wife. I was like, okay, I keep my job.
Good stuff. So
other than that, yes, that's pretty much after that. He went walking around saying, oh, you got to try the rum cake. Y'all try the rum cake. There's a rum cake. And everybody was looking at me. And then they got pieces of the rum cake and everybody's eyes got big every time I seen somebody eat some.
Ooh.
So I was like, yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So what's the last movie you saw, Playa?
The last movie I saw was The Working Girl. Was Working Girl, because there's no the, but Working Girl.
Working Girl. Who's in that?
Sigourney Weaver and Melanie Griffith and who's that guy? What's his name? Harrison Ford. So he plays the love interest.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad. There was a lot of color usage, like, you know, different color stuff to look for. And I thought that was kind of cool. Every time the more power-driven character came on screen, she always had something red on or some item of red, some type of variation. But most time they just put her in like very bold red. So I was just like watching that. And one of the color books I was reading talked about that movie. So I was like, let me watch this. And when the other character, the Melody Griffith character, was changing, mm-hmm. you know, having her character arc, she started wearing more solid and cold colors, more, you know, you know, slate grays and some blacks and things like that. So, you know, just things like that. There's one scene where there's a kind of like a meet and greet dinner party, and the main character, Sigourney Weaver's character, she's wearing all red, like a very popping red dress, and everybody, all the guys there are in a sea of suits. So it's a sea of suits, and it's just her. So you see her, and she pops out. But Melanie Griffith is played to the, you know, the back. You don't really see her. Your eyes, your focus is on Sigourney Weaver, because she, at the moment, had the most power.
Gotcha.
So it was just interesting to see.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's about it. But it wasn't bad. It was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I've never seen it, actually.
It
seems vaguely familiar, but I never saw that. Okay. Well, all right. So you did an old, because when it was that? That movie is.
Yeah, I don't think it was like the 80s.
Yeah.
Because they had the big hair and all that.
They have shoulder pads.
Yes.
So the last movie I watched was The Astronaut's Wife. Back in 1999.
Oh, okay.
It's, it was Charlize Theron and how do you say her last name? Theron?
Theron?
I feel like I get it wrong every time. And Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is an astronaut, and she plays his wife. And it's got a young Joe Morton, who's a Papa Pope. You know, he's command. he's in it, too. And I've never seen it, but basically Johnny Depp is an astronaut who goes to space. And when he and his partner come back down, they're not the same. There was an accident. And I don't think it gives anything away in the movie to find out that they've been possessed by an alien.
What?
But yeah, so it's kind of a thriller, a weird kind of thriller, but it's kind of like paced like an artsy movie because it's got a pretty slow pace and they take their time telling the story, as opposed to like a lot of thrillers, which can be pretty quick moving and focused on the music to kind of creep you out along the way. So it's interesting. And Johnny Depp is like a dirty blonde in this movie too, as opposed to that dark hair that he normally has.
Yeah.
So it was on TV. I watched it. I was like, wow. It was a little bit creepy though. Anywho, that's my last movie.
Okay. Sounds interesting. It's very different. I thought it was going to be something else, but
actually I did too. I thought it was, I think, what's it called, the Astronauts Wives Club or something.
Oh, like, you know, yeah, like that's on what I was thinking.
Yeah, so like on the TV, like it said like the Astronaut's Wife, but I thought, like, you know, on the guide, so I thought that's what it was. But then I saw when the movie came up, it was like, oh, this is more modern, because that movie takes place in the 60s, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one was like more modern, and I was like, oh, wait a second, this is something weird. So I didn't know what it was. So I was watching it for a while and I was like, this is weird. What is this? And then I don't like to wait. Sometimes I get impatient and I Google the movie. So I Googled it. Yeah. But while I was watching it. But yeah. So then I had to stick it out. So
hey, you already invested. It,
yeah, exactly.
You already started. You're already there.
Yeah.
Got to deal with it.
Exactly. All right,
well, let's do these numbers. Let's see what's the box office saying. Okay, so the box office is saying right now number one is Doctor Strange. These trolls,
you love kids movies.
All the time. Arrival. I might have to go check that out, see what the,
which one is Arrival?
I didn't really catch the trailer, but it's like some niggas in space and something happens and it, you know, something goes wrong and then it's aliens. I don't know. It's some sci-fi shit.
Wow.
But it's some shit going on. So,
okay.
You know, we'll see. Almost Christmas and Hacksaw Ridge. Yeah. So Almost Christmas is chilling in there. Let me see what their budget was here. Okay. So they're at a... their budget was 17.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good for 17. And he made 25 so far.
Yep, 25.4. So I think it, like, so it's doing pretty good because this is the second weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, this is number two.
Yeah, this is the number two weekend. So that's pretty good.
So, yeah. Yeah, no, for real. All right. Well, there's the numbers. That was pretty quick. We didn't want to have to suffer through too much discussion with it about trolls and all kind of other crappity crap. other than that, shit, let's get into the movie. Let's go right into Almost Christmas.
All
right.
So what did you give Almost Christmas going in? What were you expecting going in?
Like a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually saw a sneak peek of Almost Christmas before we decided, actually months ago. And I had seen parts of it that were pretty funny. So I went into it with an 8. Basically.
Okay, you already ready.
Yeah, exactly, because I kind of, you know, I kind of knew what to expect a little bit. So, my number is a little weird. Cuz I didn't go into it completely blank. I had seen a lot of the movie beforehand.
No, that's cool. Lucky.
But I hadn't seen the movie like in entirety. I had seen bits and pieces of it. So, I had seen a couple of scenes here, a couple of scenes there. And then I was looking forward to it coming out. All right. So let's get into the background of this movie, Almost Christmas. It's written and directed by David E. Talbert.
What?
who did Baggage Claim in 2013, starring Paula Patton. Mm, mm, mm. And in 2008 did First Sunday. And before that, and actually during, he's done a number of plays that have gone on tour around the country. His cinematographer was Larry Blanford, who did Ride Along, Think Like a Man, Hurricane Season, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, a whole lot of movies, and a couple documentaries as well. The editor is Troy Takaki, who David has worked with before on Baggage Claim. He also did some television with Agent Carter, which I had to mention because that's just, you know, it's a superhero type thing. And I love those things. So he did Agent Carter. He did the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies. He did Fool's Gold, Because I Said So, Hitch, and Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay.
All right. So the cast, this is an all-star cast.
Yeah.
So... Kimberly Elise plays Cheryl, who is the oldest daughter. And we know Kimberly Elise from John Q, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, For Color Girls. And she's on that, I think it's a Netflix series, Dope. Mm. She's on that.
Dope is not a Netflix series.
Are you sure? Well, I don't know.
Dope's a movie. Is Netflix?
Oh, no. You know what? It is a movie. I'm sorry. I'm mixing it up with the series, The Get Down. Or whatever it's called.
That's a series.
Yeah, but Dope is a movie. You're absolutely right. And she's in that. My bad. Also stars Danny Glover, who is the father, Walter. And we all know him from Lethal Weapon, of course, and The Color Purple. He's been on almost every television show ever. And he's also in Love, right? Omar Epps, who I have to admit, when I was young, I had the biggest crush on. Loved him. And he was in one of your favorites, Higher Learning. He was Juice. He was on the TV show House, right? The series. He was a lead in that. Of course, he did Love and Basketball, The Wood, In Too Deep, and of course, the hood classic, Don't Be a Menace.
He's been busy.
Shout out to all drinking your hood. Your juice in the hood. Award-winning Monique, who was in Precious, of course, The Parkers, Soul Plane. She had her own TV show, The Monique Show, and then also in the Queens of Comedy. Of course, The Parkers, Soul Plane. She had her own TV show, The Monique Show, and then also in the Queens of Comedy. Exactly. Romany Malco, who was on Weeds, and where mm-hmm. I remember him from is the 40-Year-Old Virgin. Did you see that movie?
Oh, yes. That's the iconic as well.
I did. And I laughed till I cried. Because it's not the type of comedy that I would normally... Mm-hmm. Not wanting to see that movie and being in a situation at somebody's house where I end up having to watch the movie. And
as well.
Yeah. He was not the type of comedy that I would normally like, but I thought it was hilarious. And Romany Malco was pretty freaking funny to me in that.
Think Like a Man as well.
Yeah. He was in Think Like a Man. And I had to, Nicole Laurie Parker. Yeah. Remember the Titans, Soul Food, Brown Sugar, Dancing in September, and JB Smoove, comedian, right?
Yeah.
We did see Remember the Titans, Soul Food, Brown Sugar, Dancing in September, and JB Smoove, comedian, right?
Yeah.
We did see, we saw him in Barbershop The Next Cut.
Yes.
Right, which we did. Yeah. B 43. We Bought a Zoo.
Really?
And he's also does a lot of voiceover roles in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, American Dad, and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, he was in We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jesse T. Usher. Okay, so he was in another movie we talked about. We didn't actually do a whole episode on, which was Independence Day.
Yeah, that was supposed to be like a big role.
Yeah. A lot of problems. And I don't think that he was among... the major issue. It's like there was a lot of other problems, but he's on Survivor's Remorse, the TV series, which is doing pretty well.
Yeah. That's his big role so right now. That's a good well show too.
But he, before that, he had appearances on Criminal Minds, The Mentalist, Numbers, a lot of different television shows. And then Gabrielle Union, who's been in everything, of course, being Mary Jane. She was recently in The Birth of a Nation, Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all remember her from Bad Boys 2, Bring It On, Deliver Us from Eva.
Everything.
Everything. she's in everything. And then we have to say DC Young Fly, who has a couple of key scenes in the movie. This is his feature film debut. And I bring him up because he's a comedian and he's somebody that I think that we will see a lot more of. And then Carrie Hilson, who also was in Think Like a Man, and she was in Riddick.
Yeah.
This is her third feature film. Of course, she's done soundtracks for almost 35 films, I believe.
Hmm.
And then we want to mention a cameo from Gladys Knight.
Yeah, she was like, right? Blink, blink, real quick.
Yeah, she played the shelter director. So she has like two scenes in the movie, but it's nice to see her. In the movie.
It was a bit of a surprise. So it's like, oh, yeah. Gladys.
Yes. So basically, you already mentioned that the box office is about $25.4 million already in its second week, which is good. And so what are your thoughts on Almost Christmas?
The opening montage was really cool. I enjoyed the opening montage. And... it was heartfelt, so I didn't like that. I was like, ugh. I don't like having feelings. Ugh. And it made me feel stuff in my heart. And I didn't like that. I appreciate that. So I'm going to have to talk to David about that.
Wow.
Like, I'm not too happy about that. But no, other than that, the montage is really good. And it puts you in a place to where you are already feeling empathetic to what's going on with the characters. Mm-hmm. All of them. Because you all know they all lost their mother.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, damn, okay. Even though she's acting the way she is, they all are still in mourning, even though it's been a couple of months. So I like that. That was good. And like I said, it was pretty heartfelt and some funny scenes. Monique was funny as fuck. She was just in there just cutting up. And I know half of that shit was improv.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was out there improv. And that half of that ain't scripted. Just the mess and the shenanigans she was saying.
Yeah.
Half of that ain't scripted. They ain't. That's her just acting a fool. So I think he picked the right character for that. So that's good. Yeah, so far, that's what I have to say about it. I really liked that montage. It was just different. Mm-hmm. It was a different way of, one, opening a scene and explaining everything without having to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really cool.
Cool.
You.
So, like I said, I had seen part of this movie, and I should preface this by saying, like, David is my mentor, so which is why I had seen part of this before in working with him on other things. And I thought, I even having known what the movie was going to be about and having talked to him about this, and I was still pleasantly surprised when I went into the movie. I thought it was hilarious. And the dinner scene where Carrie Hilson's character comes to dinner was outstanding. I think that scene is going to be one of those classic, like, comedy scenes, because there's so much going on that room. I mean, half of it is not even what people are saying. Half of it are the reactions that are hilarious. You know, like, Gabrielle Union is basically, you know, trying to hide, even though she's caused this mess at the dinner. And Monique sees the writing on the wall, and she's trying to...
Exactly. She ain't stupid.
Exactly.
She's smart.
And, you know, even Kimberly Elise's character, the way that she's, when she's putting everything together about what's happening, how understated she is, you know, and you know that shit is about to hit the fan. And Carrie Hilson being completely ignorant of everything
just in that movie.
Oh my gosh. And the dad, like Danny Glover, sitting there going,
yeah,
like,
I ain't
okay,
in it.
This is,
I ain't
this
in
is
it.
Some bullshit. And I want no parts of it.
It's like, I am not in
oh,
it.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see this happening? This is happening at show table. You see this?
Exactly.
Like, not here.
No, I'm not here. That part in the movie theater was hilarious. You know, the movie theater that I was in was pretty packed, and it was a pretty mixed crowd of people, different ages, different races. It was a really mixed group in that theater. And during that dinner scene, like, the howling in the theater,
mm-mm-mm,
people were crying laughing during the whole thing.
Who does this?
I thought it was...
Who does this?
Exactly. Who does this?
Who does what? Put paprika in their potato salad. JB's, who does this?
Oh my gosh. JB Smoove trying to confront Gabrielle Union's character about inviting Carrie Hilson to the dinner. Just hilarious. I don't know. I could not get it together. But I think that, you know, you're right in that it had some nice moments of being really showing how the family members all miss the mother differently, mm-hmm, in different ways, right?
Yeah.
You know, the father is getting ready to sell the house because it's difficult to be there, right? The youngest one is on drugs, or he's, you know, abusing pain pills, and Gabrielle Union's character is, you know, trying to be strong. And, you know, it's like everybody's dealing differently with the loss of the mother and trying to navigate that. So I thought it was a nice, heartfelt, but seriously funny Christmas movie.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah, it's one of those movies, definitely one of those Christmas movies that can come on and people will watch it over and over.
Yeah.
And it's important to have those.
Agreed.
Because some got to come on. Shit.
Wow.
Some black and Christmassy got to come on. And we know there's one time of the year that movie's going to roll around and be in that pantheon of other Christmas movies. So.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
But it's funny. I'm sorry that, like...
No, it is funny.
Monique is hilarious. JB Smoove is in there. He is hilarious. But even Gabrielle Union's antics in this, mm-hmm, movie are pretty funny.
Monique up in there cutting up and cussing everybody out.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
And the kids in the movie. There are three kids in the movie.
They're so cute.
They did a great job. They are so cute, and they're glued to their phones and capturing everything and putting it online. And that was a funny running joke throughout the movie. The kids were hilarious. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah. They were funny, and they were cute. I like the older little girl. She's I know that she's going to probably be in a couple of things later on. I can see it, because she was pretty good.
She was pretty solid. She was really solid, actually. That scene that she has with Gabrielle Union where they're sitting on the stoop and she's trying to give her mom like a pep talk. She did a really good job.
She's like, you what? Focus, mom. Focus.
Focus, mom. She did a really, really good job. And she's a cute little girl. And like part of me had to, the message that she was giving in that, I was like, I feel a little kind of way about that. But I liked the scene between, I just liked the relationship that they were establishing between the mother and the daughter.
Why do you feel some type of way about that?
So here's the thing. Like, I thought, I know, I was sitting in the movie theater like, ugh, I don't know, something in me just kind of turned. So part of me felt like Gabrielle Union's character was being difficult for really no reason. She was being closed off, right? But also... And so on one hand, I did want her to be like, you have to be open to exploring and letting people into your life and stuff like that. Like that message, yes. But the message like of protecting fragile male egos, right? Was like, I was like, no, I'm not going with that. But I will go with like, if you need help, you should be able to accept help. If you don't need help, then you can speak up for yourself. Like you should be able to speak your mind, but you don't have to be closed off. Like allow yourself to be open to the possibilities, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to prove that you are strong. You are strong, right? You just do that. It doesn't have to be a constant proof. Everywhere that you go, I do believe that, like, you are what you are, and you don't have to prove that to everybody going forward. But at the same time, I don't also believe, like, well, you know, you need to make a man feel like a man. No, he is also, this rule also holds for him. You are a man, you are who you are, and you don't have to prove that to anybody. So I was like, I don't know about that protecting male ego fragility. But I did like that scene as a basis for the type of relationship that the mother and daughter had, right?
Okay.
Like, okay, mom, I'm just going to sit down and talk to you about this, like woman to woman. And I thought that was really cute. That's the only thing I had to say about that.
It's like, oh, she's like, I'm not going to get in trouble, right?
Exactly. She's like, I don't know.
Possibly, maybe. Yeah. Speak your peace.
Exactly. I do remember doing that to my mom though when I was younger about like saying like I need to say something to you and I need to know that I'm not going to get in trouble. Like you just not knowing how to I just did not know how to it was a conversation, you know, like you have kids as a child. Ugh. You know, especially growing up when we did, talking to a parent, like there's things you can't talk back, you can't ask questions, there's certain things that you just can't do. And so I remember having a, you know, coming to my mom being like, look, like it's kind of like asking for something to be off the record. Like, look, I need to talk to you about something and I can't let you cannot be mad about how I say it. Right. I need to get this. I need to talk to you about this, frankly. And I will say I appreciate the fact that my mom did listen. And recently my niece did that with my mom. Like, I gotta talk to grandma about something. She's like, grandma, can I talk to you? And I don't want to get in trouble for what I'm going to say. Mom's like, okay, fine. Like, you know, my mom settles in like, all right, I'm going to listen. And this is about
not be
the content. Exactly. And not be about the delivery. And apparently my niece went in.
I'm gonna say everything. Like, fuck.
She said everything but bitches and hoes. I'm telling you, she said, apparently she went in. But she got it off her chest and grandma listened.
Hey, grandma, I feel better
exactly.
Now.
Yeah, so, you know.
What am I supposed to do with all this?
Exactly. You know, so, I'm telling you, that's what's hard about being the adult. Like, you know, like, now. When you're around kids and you're like, yeah, you're the adult and you're supposed to know and these kids are coming at you and stuff. And you're like, fuck, like, I wish you had emailed me so I could Google it before I answered.
Email. In fact, let's go to Google. Let's go in the other room real quick.
Exactly. What does Google say about this?
Siri?
I don't have all the answers.
Like, Siri,
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. What do I tell this crazy child? So yeah, anywho. So I like that in the relationship. But overall, it was an enjoyable movie.
It was enjoyable. And there was quite a bit of laughs, a lot of laughs at the theater while I was there and just enjoying it. Like the scene, the dance scene was really cute, cool. Like the scene where they were all like just listening to the different generations of songs, mm-hmm. like the intergenerational moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that was cute. And then the little cousins having a little dance already.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was cute.
And the sisters trying to, you know, put their differences and vibing. So it was cool.
Yeah.
It was a good little throwback in there.
I like that. And the music is always good. Like the all the songs were really nice. Yeah,
David usually picks good music, period.
He does. Like,
or he has the right people to kind of say, all right, how about these songs? And what do you think?
You know, he's,
does it fit the tone? And
you
stuff?
Know, he started his career as a DJ. So he likes good music, just in general.
Okay.
So, yeah, so he does pick a lot of his music for the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure he picked the song at the end. Like, it was just, the music is always good. I enjoyed the music in the movie a lot.
Yeah, that's my shit, though. That gets the party started, that song, though. So, there you go.
All right, so what did you give it going out?
A 7.5. You know how I feel about heartfelt stuff and Christmas and yuck. But it was good for it to be with all that stuff.
All right.
So, 7.5, yeah.
Okay. So I gave it an 8.5 going out.
Shit.
It was funnier than I thought it was going to be. And it's a good, funny, solid movie. And it's a movie I would watch again. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it comes on. I would go see it. I mean, I would watch it. And I think that dinner scene is like the dinner scene and the scene on the stairs where they're all arguing and everything. Those two scenes are worth watching multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was funny. Those were some funny scenes. And the blooper reel is funny too.
The blooper reel is funny. Okay, can I just say that laugh, that crazy laugh in the background, that's David's laugh. Like when they're doing the bloopers and you hear somebody start laughing. The first time, I don't think it's clear that it's him because it sounds like there's somebody else on camera, but I was cracking up in the movie theater when I watched the blooper reel just because his laugh always cracks me up. Anywho. Exactly.
You already know. But I think there's a last scene with Monique.
Yeah, that one was
funny. Had me dying with the on the blooper reel.
Yeah, and which she couldn't remember the line. She was like, "My car is not in the garage. It's in the driveway."
Yeah, that's why my sister damn exactly. I killed my damn sister. I killed her all. It's like she didn't break character though. That was good. I was like, all right. Probably
exactly.
killed off my damn sister.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-mm. So that's funny.
So we move into our top fives.
Let's do the throwback real quick, and then we can go right into the top five.
All right. So what's your throwback?
I'm gonna pick Holiday Heart.
Holiday Heart.
Yeah.
What's that?
Holiday Heart. You don't know about Holiday Heart? It's a movie with Vin Rains where he plays a drag queen. I don't know if he's a drag queen or he's transgender, but he's one or the other. And he like...
Vin Rains.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. How did I miss this? Yes.
You need to get your Googles on and go
I'm
on and catch
to do it
that.
Right now.
And
I'm
it's got not... Alfred Woodard.
Alfred
and
Woodard.
And a little girl. And Vin Rains. And I think Alfred Woodard is like a crackhead or some shit. And Vin Rames is just trying to keep their family together, and he got to take care of the little girl all the damn time, and he's trying to be a drag queen, and he can't be really good, like, not good drag queen. He can't really get his drag on, taking care of the little girl. It's just a mess.
What?
But it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Yep, he got his big-ass hands. He got them little fingernails on, big-ass hands. It's just interesting to see, but Holiday Heart's a good one for the holidays.
I am, and it's directed by Robert Townsend, because you know I'm looking this up right now.
So you already
know.
Wow. He had Vin Rains be a girl.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay, well, mm-hmm. I am definitely going to look for this somewhere.
Yeah, I don't remember if he's a, like, because I know he does drag, so I don't know if he's just straight off drag queen,
mm-hmm.
or if he's trans in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
It's interesting either way. It's a good movie.
Well, Yes. Oh, the movie is described, a drag queen takes in a drug addict and her daughter and helps raise the daughter. Okay, well, I am going to have to check this out. Because...
It's
because I've been missing out on this juicy goodness for 16 years. It came out in 2000. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I will watch that. Yeah. I've never even heard of this.
Mm, okay. Yeah, Holiday Heart.
And I like Alfre Woodard. I usually see the things that she's been in.
Oh, yeah. She's like a super crackhead in this movie. Oh, it's pretty
everybody
funny.
Loves a super crackhead. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my movie's not nearly as heartfelt then. My throwback movie, also a holiday movie, is Friday After Next.
Ain't that about something? Okay.
I mean, we top flight security of the world. And mm-hmm. I can't.
Of the
that
world.
Movie, of the world. That movie has all kinds of greatness in it. It has Cat Williams in there cutting up. It's got them being security guards. I have great memories of how I even came to see that movie. That whole movie.
I am a boy, Damon.
It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of lines from that.
It is. There's a lot of lines from that movie.
Watch out now. So, working with monsters.
Damn. Exactly. So mm-hmm. that's my throwback movie is Friday After Next.
Yeah. It's my favorite line is crunching on your balls when one horse opens legs. Like, oh shit. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can look at magically delicious. So. But yeah, no, that's a funny one.
That is a funny Christmas movie.
Okay, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the slap your mama one too, where he's
and he slaps his mama.
Barbecue soaker, yeah.
And he slaps his mama.
Terrible. All right, so there you go.
All right. Well, you might as well go on roll into your list.
Okay, top five. Our top five this time are Christmas movies.
Top five holiday films.
Holiday films. Okay, holiday films.
Because it's the holiday season.
It is. Happy holidays. All right. Mm-hmm. So my top five holiday movies.
We already know which number one is.
I'm going to get to number one. I'm going to get to number one. Okay. So Polar Express, actually.
That can't be your number one.
It's not my number one.
Okay, go ahead.
That's number five. So, number five is Polar Express. All right? Okay. Number four is, this is so hard, Love Actually.
Okay.
What? And that's probably too much for you. Right?
A child's movie and a love movie? I mean, a rom-com?
Come on. Okay, number three is a really silly movie. It's one of those that I did not want to see, but I ended up seeing, and actually, for some reason, I don't know why it was so funny to me, is Fred Claus.
Okay.
Number two, The Best Man Holiday.
Okay.
And number one is, of course, A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best Christmas movie ever. And I know that people will probably think of some of these classics, right? Like Miracle on...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's on them.
I think those are good movies. They're good movies. But when the holidays come around, those aren't the movies that I want to watch. Like, I don't want to...
Yeah,
they don't do it for me in that sense. Like, I understand, like, yes, this is a great movie. It's very well done. It's heartfelt. Like, all of this stuff. Yeah. And I have one honorable mention.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, well, really what happened was that I wrote down Fred Claus because I couldn't think of this other movie, and then I remembered it, and I forgot to take it off my list, so I said Fred Claus, even though I really meant this other movie. So I can scratch number three is Fred Claus.
And so Fred Claus is not it?
Fred Claus is not it. Even though I do like that movie.
So then what's it?
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version.
Okay.
That's official.
Okay. All right.
Who's on yours?
Okay. So my top five list is the best man holiday.
What? What? How did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, there's just a happened. Lot of like crying in that movie and people die.
I just ignore that like, part.
You know?
They do die. And babies I born know. And shit. Yeah.
It's I just a lot ignore going that part. On. That's, you know, that's pretty heartfelt.
Mm-hmm. I just go around that stuff. I fast forward through that stuff and get to the fighting and call it a day.
I think you cry in that movie. I like to believe that your cold heart melts a little bit and warms
mm-mm.
up.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Not at all. Doesn't happen. I'm cold as a hooker's heart out here.
All right. Keep it moving.
Let's see. The last holiday.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Queen Latifah. Yeah, it's every time it comes on, I end up watching it and I'll be like, oh, I want the best for Queen Latifah. I want her to live. And she does. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And I love, she good then. You know, but it just shows that if you make mm-hmm. your vision board and you put mm-hmm. your intentions out there. And you say, this is what I want. And you just mm-hmm. step out on the limb.
Aww. You get what you want. I can dig it. I watch The Last Holiday when it comes on. And I like LL.
Yeah. And it's real cool that she's just like, I'm just low key. I'm just here.
Yeah.
And all this dope shit starts happening around her and her life changes.
Okay.
So, yeah. I also had picked The Friday After Next.
Yeah.
But not necessarily for a throwback, but for my list. And then you said it. So there's that. So we don't have to discuss that because we already did.
Mm-hmm.
Trading Places.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. We can do both. We can do either one. Either one works. So you've just been stealing my list. List thief.
You should have went first.
I should have went first. Next time I will.
Okay.
Next time I will. But yes, I like The Grinch That Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version. I do enjoy the cartoon because the dog is very animated in the cartoon. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And I told you I use my emoji, not emoji. I use my little, I don't know what the fuck, like I said, it's called maybe the little picture in the top little mm-hmm. area. That's what I use as. I change it to that, to The Grinch every year.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's about time. So maybe after Thanksgiving, I'll go and start changing my picture, even though I like my picture now, but it's all good. So, yeah, pretty all much. Right. That's it.
Cool. So we actually agreed on some movies.
Yes, we did.
And for the record, the animated version of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas is a kid's movie.
I know that. Thank you.
But I'm saying that for the record. Just really? Like, I want that on the record.
That's all. I'm going to just edit that part out.
You will not. I want that on the record for mm-hmm. everybody to notice. But since you always mention that you don't like kids movies.
Think about when it came out, and I was a kid when it came out. So, mm-hmm. you know, I could like it. I had public license to like it back then because I was a kid.
But you still like it.
I like it because The Grinch is not for that shit. And he goes mm-hmm. around and steals everybody's joy. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really fun and petty and shady. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I feel him. I'm fucking mm-hmm. with him. Mm-hmm. Even though he gets a heart at the end and it's like, you just had
just
to.
Just like you
it
do.
Went out like a punk.
Just like you do. You get a heart at the end too. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
He went out like that. I like how he went out like that. Let them just do him like that. He has a heart. And all these who niggas. Mm-mm. Walking around. And the little Cindy who bitch. Nah. Mm-mm.
Cindy who bitch. Damn. Yeah. That's terrible.
She played him.
What'd she ever do to you?
She played him. Mm-mm. Tricked him into, made him feel guilty about Christmas. And, you know, let's not. Let's just not.
Wow.
Because he wanted to have an extra special Christmas by taking everything. You know.
All right. Whatever. It's a good story. Whatever.
No, it's a really good story. Both
kids versions. Movie.
And they didn't fuck it. Shut up. They didn't fuck it up. When they did the remake, they didn't fuck it up. So I appreciate that. Because they could have. And the Jim Carrey version is really funny. But Anyways, let's go on about our lives.
All right.
I'm about to go watch these Housewives of Atlanta. Wow. So I'm going to go now.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you guys all for tuning in. And you know how to reach mm-hmm. us. Send us your thoughts on Almost Christmas or any of these other holiday movies. Let us know your favorites. Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter or by email, therapartypodcast@gmail.com. Catch y'all, folks, on the flip side.
All right. Y'all be safe. Holler.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds.